The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjaret, Azelet, Usia, Blusia, Met Catalin, Bahet Kaber, Eshtami Chukadamis Bayer Lo Tikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airways. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you and God keep you. I hope you're all right. I hope everybody's doing fine today. Yeah, I hope you are. Because today we have Hoodoo Love Readings. Hoodoo Love Readings. Now, if that is a detailed reading about the love of your life, a detailed reading about the love of your life. And I know you want to know that. Yeah, everybody wants to know that. Because you want to know, are you wasting your time or not? Is there something you should have did that, you know, he could have did or she could have did? So these will be good reading and a good reading for you. Now, as always, we have a word from sponsors. We sure do. But first of all, I'm going to tell you, yeah, I do. You could have had a teleseminar on cards, CARDS, on the deck of cards. Well, you will have one. There'll be another one on December 3rd. The first Saturday, we'll have a teleseminar on the Hoodoo cards, the deck. You will learn the entire deck. Now, this is an annual thing we do. This is annual. So be sure to come. Be sure to come. Now, if you are interested, write me and let me know. Write me and let me know. Now, may you write to Papa Say, PAPACE, at mail, mail.com. Now, that's Papa Say, PAPACE, at mail.com. And you just saying that, I want to be a part of the teleseminar. We do that. Now, there's one thing about this teleseminar. This teleseminar is absolutely free. It won't cost you one thin dime. Because I feel like you need it. You might want to know about it. You can come to this. Now, that's December 3rd, Saturday, the first Saturday in December. All right? Now, I'm looking for all of you to be there. I'm looking for every single one of you to try to make it there. But until then, I have some announcements. Yeah, we got some commercials that we want you to listen to. And you listen to them and pay attention to them. Okay? All right. Now, don't go nowhere because we will be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the quick instant blessing. Be there.
We are going to have the Hoodoo Love Reading. Yep, we're going to have them. And, well, All you got to do is just give what you want. Well, I'm not going to ask you something. I'm not going to take anything from you. Just tell you what the Spirit says about the person you love. Yeah, it's from me to you. You ain't got to give me a thing. You don't have to give me a penny. Nothing. Just listen. You know? And with it, well, certain things ought to happen. Certain things ought to happen. But I'll tell you what, at first, let's just pray this prayer first. Okay, let's pray this prayer. Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power to know all things. All things to this device which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gabor, the spirit of Da'at, and the year of Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen, Selah. Now his delight shall be in the fear of the Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay, we're going to start with the first person, and that is area code 914. This is for you. This is Papa Say. How can I help you?
Hi, Papa Say. Thank you so much for taking my call, and God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, what can I do for you?
I was calling about the love reading, please.
Okay. The first card is the Jack of Hearts. The second card is the Joker. The next card is the Jack of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the King of Diamonds. Now, you have a beautiful one here. Real beautiful. Now, if you just hold on 1 minute, I'll be right with you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. The Jack of Hearts is really referring to love. And it's referring to a book which you have, which has your secrets in it. It's just certain secrets. It's not that many, but it does cover certain secrets. Now, that book is the province of the Joker. Now, the Joker is a curious character. A curious character because he does good when the person is good, but he does evil when the person is evil. Now, the next person is the Jack of Diamonds. Well, I would say, and the King of Diamonds, too. Now, the Jack of Diamonds is the rider, and he's bringing nothing but good news. That's all you have. And the King of Diamonds, the King of Diamonds is a letter. It's a sign of good tidings. Now, that letter for good tidings and that book go hand in hand. Now, when I look at this, I see you coming to a to a great person. This man shall come to you with good news. This man shall be one person which will be, he will be a love of your life. He will mean certain things to you. And this man shall be able to give you certain things, certain information and certain, you know, writings or so, which will help you along. Now, that joker will take this and he will move you into the realm of blessing with this. So all of this is good. All of this is fine. But you will have the blessing that the joker will hold, that God will give. Well, he'll give you through the joker. The joker will be a person who will bless you, who will give you. In fact, he is a spirit. He will give you the blessing of the spirit. Now, for your blessing, use these numbers. Use 4.
Mm-hmm.
8, 5,
mm-hmm.
and 6. 4, 8, 5, and 6. And God will bless you more than he has before. The 4, 8, 5, and 6 are your personal blessing. Your personal blessing, and you use them, okay? And God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. We have started already. One thing I have to say, after you get a message, would you kind of stand in line, because I have some more to give you. I have some more to say, yeah. And it is good, too. Okay. All right. 704, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Would you like a reading?
Yes.
Okay. The first card is 5 of Wands. The second card is the 10 of Wands. The third card is the 7 of Clubs. And the fourth card is the 2 of Wands. Whoa, this is a blessed one. This is blessed. Now, if you could hold on for 1 minute, we'll see what this means.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with 5 of Hearts and a 10 of Hearts and a 2 of Hearts. You have love. They are all they refer to as love. Now, the 5 and the 10 of Hearts refer to a bountifulness of love. That 5 of Hearts refers to the moon, which means that your love will be seen and used by the moon. That 10 of Hearts is the bouquet of flowers, which means it's an absolute indication of a long and happy life. But that 2 of Hearts is the gentleman. And the gentleman is looking at the moon. He's looking more towards you. And he is above the seven of clubs, which is good luck. It means good luck. It means that you have good luck surrounding you. Now, what that's saying is that that man is interested in loving you. He's interested in loving you. And you don't have to do anything. Just sit there and take it. That love is all around you. That love is all in you. That love is everywhere where you turn. And that seven of clubs means good luck. You will have good luck in the love. You will have good luck in the relationship, which he is thoroughly doing. This is something that he really wants. Now, I advise you that these are the cards I advise. No, this is the numbers that I advise you to use. 2, 7, 2, and 1. 2, 7, 2, and 1. And God will bless you real good if you use those numbers. Those numbers are for you. Now, remember, the man looking at you. The man is looking at you. He wants this love. He wants it. So you can just do it now. You can shake your money maker, as they say, now. Because this time you will make it with it. Okay? All right.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Well, we didn't want her to leave, but she has. She has. I want her to say. But even she hasn't, well, so what? Okay, we have another one. 706, this is Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm doing good. Would you like a reading today?
I would like the love reading, yes.
Okay, your first card is the Two of Diamonds. Oh, the second card is the Jack of Spades. Oh, and the third card is the Two of Clubs. Wow, wow, wow. And the fourth card is the Jack of Clubs. Now, okay, I'll tell you this. The Jack of Diamonds is the woman. Now, that is you. That's you. And across from her is the Jack of Spades, which is the shepherd, which is really, it's really an ancestor. It's someone who's gone on. It's a father or a grandfather that's gone on. But this ancestor is a person that is looking after you, who's seeing that everything is all right. He won't let you get into any trouble whatsoever. Now, on top of both of these, not one, well, let's put it this way. But with these cards are on top of the Two of Clubs, which stands for angels or for spirits. Those railroad tracks are spirits. They are the mean for spirits to talk to you. So those spirits will talk to the woman. They will tell this lady whatever she needs to hear. Now, on top of them, that seven of clubs is the medal. The medal, which is for honor and dignity and recognition of labor. Now, you have recognition of labor. And your recognition of labor is found through the shepherd. It's found there because he is talking to you. Now, I do not see anything wrong. I see all spiritual things. So maybe part of your life has to be fixed up spiritually first before before physical things can take place. Now, this week, I advise you to use these numbers: 9, 7, 1, and 9. 9, 7, 1, and 9. And if you use them, you'll be very well off. Because the way I see it now, this is a spiritual reading. This is something that you might not have been looking for, but it's something for you. You will hear from spirits. You will hear from your ancestors, you know, and you can just look for a medal or something to be yours. So now that is a spirit force. So what, 9, 7, 1, and 9 are your numbers, and you use them. And God bless you, and God keep you.
God bless you, and thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I see. Well, we got two more people. One more. Okay. 111, this is for you. Hello. This is Papa Say. How are you?
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm okay. Would you like a reading now?
Of course.
Okay. The first card is the Ace of Clubs. The second card is the Three of Hearts. The third card is the Six of Diamonds. And the third card is the Deuce of Spades. Well, the Ace of Hearts typifies the crossroads, which means that there is a question here. There's a certain way to go. There's a certain way to go. And you ain't going just any way. You're going a right way. You're going the way to the sun. Now, across from that is what? The sun. The Three of Hearts. It is the sun, which means happiness and popularity. See, so because you're traveling right, you're traveling the right way, you are going to go toward the sun. Okay? Now, below that, you have the Six of Diamonds, which is the lion. And the lion means a sudden shock. That's all it means. It means a sudden shock from bad news. Well, this lion gives you the sudden shock because it is all the bad things that have happened to you. It's all the bad things that will happen to you. So the lion is not anything to be afraid of. It is only something nice. Now, that lion is following toward the sun. That lion is going toward the sun. So it is bringing happiness and popularity. Now, above all of them, you have the Deuce of Spades, which is the star. Which is the star. Now, that star means a whole lot because, really, you have two stars in this forecast. You have the sun, and you have this star here. The star means that you will be successful in all enterprises. No matter what you do, you are going to be successful. Why? Because you are going the right way. You are going the right way. Everything you are doing revolves around the sun. Everything. Everything. So you will get what the sun gives, and that is a blessed reward. Now, this week, I advise you to use these numbers: 4, 1, 6, and 7. 4, 1, 6, and 7. And all you have to do is just use them. Whenever the Spirit tells you that today you use the numbers. You use the numbers. Now, if the Spirit don't tell you, you don't use them. But when He tells you, you use them, okay? All right. Then,
thank you.
God bless you. Okay. God bless you. And God
thank
keep
you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we have another. Now, we ask people, please don't hang up, because I got something for you. I got something else for you, okay? All right. 803, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you doing today, sir?
Real fine.
I'm wonderful, sir. Thank you for asking. And thank you for taking my call. I'd like a love reading.
Okay, the first card is the Seven of Hearts. The second card is the Three of Clubs. The third card is the Queen of Hearts. And the fourth card is the Six of Spades. This is a good one. Well, the Seven of Hearts means a change. It's a store. It means you're going to change your residence for the better. You're going to change it for the better. Sooner or later, you're going to change your residence. Now, off of that, across from that, you have the Three of Clubs, which is the tree. That is the tree. And the old hoodoo, that will be the tree of life. Now, with the tree, you will have good health. You will have a fulfillment of highest hopes. All of that. But that tree is, well, the tree is better that you have it. Because the stork makes his nest where? On the rooftops. He doesn't make it in the tree. So you need the tree right by, to know you will have. Now, the Queen of Hearts is the ring. The ring, which means a rich and a happy marriage. It also can mean money. You know, you are going to have the rich and happy marriage. You are some money with it too. Now, how do I know? Because on top, you have the Six of Spades, which is the mice. And the mice steal and they take things, but just a small amount. You know, you'll never lose another large amount again. You will not lose a large amount. All you will lose is something small or something insignificant. Now, I advise you to use these numbers this week. 21, or rather, well, 3, 5, 5. And 2, 3, 5, 5, and 2. These will bring your money to you and will bless you beyond compare. 3, 5, 5, and 2. And God bless you and keep you.
And thank you, sir. I'll be sending you a donation as well at the end of the week.
Well, thank you. God bless you. And God
bless you too as well. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, I think we have one more person. Another person. Okay. 229, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine. I am calling to get a love reading on my husband.
Another love? What you want a love reading on your husband for?
I can't tell you that on the air, but I will tell you later on.
If you answer
your phone, then you'll know why.
Okay, I'm gonna give it. Okay, I'm not gonna be bad. Okay, okay. The first card is the Five of Diamonds. The second card is the Eight of Clubs. The third card is the Queen of Diamonds, and the fourth card is the Eight of Diamonds. Now we see something. Well, the Five of Diamonds is the anchor, and it means success in all ventures. It means success in business and success in love. You are going to have success in business and in love. You're going to have it. There's no way to stop it. It's going to be there. Now, you also have the Eight of Clubs. Now, clubs mean luck. And the Eight means you have luck around you in all four directions, but you have it around you twice. Now, the Eight of Clubs also stands for the snake. Now, this snake is someone which means which has a lot of intelligence. It's one where a person cannot be hurt, but this snake is very, very smart. He's very smart, and he will eat what's bad all around you. Now, the Queen of Diamonds, is the children. Friendliness and all that. Even though you're there, you're doing fine, the children are the basis which will give you more happiness, which will give you more joy. And on top of everything, it matters not what, but on top of everything, there is the broken glass, the Eight of Diamonds. Now, the Eight of Diamonds means, diamonds mean money. That means money. So it is saying, well, because people see broken glass, that means something bad to them. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean nothing bad at it. All it means is that you take the glass and break it more. You take the glass and break it more, and you will have more. You have more friction of what you see. You will have more prisms of it, and you will have what will happen is the money will be magnified. So with the children, the Queen of Diamonds, and with the broken glass, which is the Eight of Diamonds, what that's saying is that you will have money. You will have more money. You'll have more money. Now, I'm just telling you, I don't know where it's coming in. I don't know where it's coming in or who it's coming in or how it's coming in, but you're going to have more. You're going to have more. Now, I advise you to use these cards, use these numbers this week. 1, 4, 3, 8. 1, 4, 3. And 8. Now, they will be the most beneficial cards for you. Yeah, they will. They will. Now, with that snake, the snake only means luck. And remember that. It only means Look, 1, 4, 3, and 8. And God bless you real good. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go. You see, I told people to stay on the line, and they got off. Well, they can do what they want to do. They can do what they want to do. I wanted to tell you people, some people, about love first. Yeah. I wanted you to hear this. Because love is an energy which you have. Yeah, it's just like fire in your tank, a fuel on, you know, on your saddle or whatever. Whatever. You know, love is a fuel. It's a fuel. Now, it can mean positively tender or positive affection for another person, a feeling of warm personal attachment or deep affection, as for a parent, a child, or a friend. Well, yeah. Or it can mean sexual passion or desire. That too. It can mean a love affair, an intensely, you know, amorous event, an intensely amorous incident. Or it can mean sexual intercourse, copulation. Now, I choose to use a sexual intercourse or copulation because everybody can identify with that. They can identify with that. That is love. Now, I'm not saying on, you know, just or not, but it's impossible for you to have a sexual relationship with somebody that you don't feel something for. Now, it is. You cannot do nothing if you don't feel nothing. Can you dig it? You have got to have something. And that love for that person will detail just how you act. Yes, it will detail how you will act. Now, while that is going on, your mind is filled with everything. Your body is filled with everything. Because why? Because you feel this pleasure. You feel sweat. And God made it that way for you to feel the pleasure. He made it that way. But there is something with it. With the love, there comes a bonding. B-O-N-D-I-N-G. A bonding. With the feeling, there it becomes a bond between you and the person. You know, you and the person, which you didn't really look for it, but it happened. Now, that bonding between you two people makes a certain thing happen. In other words, what you become is one person. You become one person. And this is the thing, and the two shall become one flesh. Now, people look at that and think, well, that's talking about babies. And that's, yes, it does mean babies, but it means something more than that. It means that you two become one person. How do you know that? Physically, there's the baby. But spiritually, something happens too. You become one person. And when you become one person, there is one thing that happens, and that is called money. Success. That is what happens. You gain money. So you should always try to take or have a person with whom you love. Because what will happen is you will gain money. Now that is how God saw it, and that is how God planned it, and that is how it is. You should never have sexual intercourse with someone whom you do not completely trust. Why? Because that person is getting into your business. That person is going to be the person who will gather, or who will get something from you. And I'm not talking about no just a sexual pleasure. If that was all, then okay. But it's more. Which is why some of you ladies, you know, you had a baby. The first time you ever had sex, you got pregnant. Well, why is that? Because you opened up yourself and took that man in you. Now, the only thing is that he wasn't thinking about that. But the woman was. And you became rich. He got scared and ran away. You see, love is another way God uses for what? To make you a success. These things ain't here just for the hell of it. He did that to make you a success. A big success. One that you don't have to worry about things. One that you don't have to go anywhere. One that you don't have to be anyone else. Just success. Now, those three things, love, money, and success, are three of the most powerful things that a person has. Three of the most fundamental things that a person has. Three of the most powerful things which a person can ever use. Love, money, and success. Why? Because these three things make you. They make you what? Make you better. They make you better. Now, some folks say, yeah, well, if I'm having sex, well, I'm getting better. I'm not talking that. A person that means that, a person, he has only a one-frame mind. And he cannot work anything. He can't. All he does is run from woman to woman, try to fool her to get a little bit of stuff that he wants. There's nothing in him. There's nothing worthwhile in him. But with somebody who's really thinking of it, who's really, really looking at it, and who really notices that he gains, he really does gain when he's with this woman. And the woman will do what? She will gain from him. The two become one flesh. And so what happens? They become what people would think of as a living spirit. Now, that is all the person has to do. He has to know. And that's all a person has to know. Just has to know that and know it right on out. That's all. With that, he can do certain things. You can be of the person which you want to be. You can. By love. That is the way where one person and another person become one person. That is the way two people become one being. They're no longer two, they are one. And that is the way where the two can finally become a success and can have money.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be it the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
I want to tell you about the Ouija board. Okay. Now, all those tales of tragedy caused by the Ouija board are often dismissed as urban legend. There are some instances where such unfortunate events appear to actually happen. YouTube user Top 5 has compiled a collection of 5 truly unsettling stories of people who dared to play with the Ouija board and suffered dire consequences. Now, most of the stories featured in the video made headlines when they happened, but there is one creepy tale that was personally imparted to the creator of the collection by a viewer. According to the woman who was given the pseudonym Annabelle, she and her friends had an Ouija board session during their teenage years and conjured an entity that called itself the Jester. Now, the spellbound teens continued their correspondence with the spirit via the Ouija board on subsequent occasions, and over time, the Jester seemed enamored with Annabelle. He began telling the young girl that they were, quote, meant to be together, end of quote, and grew possessive towards her. Annabelle and her friends became terrified when weird events began happening in their homes, such as objects being moved and strange sounds being heard. Desperate to put an end to their supernatural friendship with the jester, the girls decided to have one final session where they demanded in the name of Jesus that the spirit leave them alone. While the tactic appeared to work and the strange events afflicting them subsided, when Annabelle reached her 20s, now you watch this, she wondered what exactly happened years earlier during her encounters with the jester and decided to see if she could find him again. Opting to meditate rather than use the cursed Ouija board, she called out from the spirit and received a quick reply. Oh boy. As Annabelle and her boyfriend slept one night shortly thereafter, a shadow emerged, being from the head of the bed into the bed, hovered over them, and terrified their cat. The stunned young woman said that she managed to banish the jester once more by praying, which caused the entity to retreat and vanish. Among other tales included in the chilling video are the case of a man who drowned his family dog due to supernatural forces set free from the Ouija board session, and the infamous entity known as Zozo, said to haunt those who dared to use the play with the infamous talking board. Now, the Ouija board is something which you can only really, you're afraid of it. Now, you can learn about the history of the Ouija board by checking out a story in Robert Munich's 10/30/2013 appearance. And they can also find about the terrifying, truly terrifying phenomena, the truly terrifying Zozo phenomenon, the Rosemary Allen Gully. Now that's 6/20/2016. Now you can try that for yourself, but I'll tell you, the Ouija is something which should not be played with. Yep. I've heard in both ways. I've heard that certain places the Ouija board is better. I've heard it on the other ones that the Ouija, well, it won't do this, it won't do that. But the best thing, I believe, caution is the better part of valor. Yeah, caution is the better part of valor. And do not use the Ouija board for anything rather than something you for finding out something. Well, I tell you, it's been nice you being here and me being with you. And for everybody, I do say this. There is only one real hoodoo, and there is only one Papa Say. Now, be here tomorrow, because tomorrow we're having hoodoo problems reading. We're having problems reading. Now, those readings will tell you the problems you have and how to overcome them. All right? So everybody be there. And God bless you. God keep you. And I'm looking forward to you tomorrow then, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the state of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.